Greetings, my friend, listener. It is with great joy that I am making this recording, this podcast. I was just reflecting on minor adjustments that I made in the way I speak. Research has shown that there's a direct correlation between success and your vocabulary. The words you use. We always say, adjust your way of thinking and modify your way of speaking, because a minor adjustment will lead to a major breakthrough. I will repeat that. Adjust your way of thinking and modify your way of speaking. So a man phoned me and he said to me, he had a dream of his past and people in the past, and something happened in that dream. And he was a bit worried and concerned, and he asked me to interpret the dream for him, because for 14 years he has been phoning me and asking me what certain dreams meant. And then I would ask God for the interpretation, and God would inspire me and give me the interpretation of those dreams accurately. Because after a while, the man would come back to me and give me feedback and a report back and update me and confirm. And he said, exactly as you said, as you interpreted the dream, that's exactly how it happened for 14 years. So this time again, the man phoned me. He said he had a dream of his past. There were people of the past in the dream. He wanted to know what it meant because he was concerned. I said, well, the past is another country. We don't live there anymore. Just remember, you must never live in the past. You must learn from the past. They say we study the past in order to understand the present so that we can prepare for the future. So I said, your past, there are lessons to be learned from your past, but you must not live in the past. And I said these words to him. I said, remember, your past will always be a part of your timeline. And then immediately I checked myself and I made a modification. I made a minor adjustment. I said, no, let me retract what I said. Let me make a retraction. I said, your past will always be a part of your timeline. No, let me rephrase that. Your past will always be a part of your narrative. The man was blown away by the way I phrased that statement, because I made a minor adjustment in the way I said that. The man said to me, send me your bank details. And the man deposited thousands of rands into my bank account. Can you see, friends? So I want to encourage you, work on your vocabulary. Enrich the way you speak. Learn synonyms. Do not use the same word. Use another word in place of that word. Learn to speak better. Find out the definition of words. Write it down in a notebook, what the words mean. But not only study the definition of a word like going to a dictionary, study the etymology of the word, the origin of the word, what it meant originally, where it came from. Amen. The Lord bless you. May this thought enrich your life. So just remember, adjust your way of thinking and modify your way of speaking. Because a minor adjustment will bring about a major breakthrough. By the way, it just reminded me of once where I used another word. I attended a meeting. I was invited to this meeting, actually. It was almost like a seminar. But I wasn't really interested in the topic of that seminar. But a friend invited me, so I attended. And in that meeting, one of the people there, one of the speakers, used one word. And he spoke about, he said, undergird. Now, I never heard that word before. My language is Afrikaans. I'm not English speaking by birth. My native language is not English. So I never heard that word. But I took that word. When I left that meeting, I forgot everything else they said there. I just remember that one word, undergird. So a while after that, I was traveling to a faraway place. And I attended a meeting there. And as the leaders of that meeting saw me off at the airport, as they were chatting and I used the word undergird in my conversation, and the one guy said, we're going to have a conference and we're going to fly you back to undergird us at the conference. And they flew me back and I undergirded them and I came back with a check with thousands of rands. You see, one word, just one word that generated an income for me. One word was monetized. So I encourage you to enrich your vocabulary. I repeat what I said earlier. Research has shown that there's a direct correlation between success and your vocabulary. The Lord bless you. Don't overdo it. Just do it over. And let the rest of your life be the best of your life.